上海紧缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语高级口译资格证书考试，高级口译教程第二版，梅德明编著，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版，第一盒。
An advanced course of interpretation. Second edition. Part 2. Unit 1. Reception. Text for interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Text interpreting.Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
欢迎希尔博士和夫人来访上海，请允许我做自我介绍。我叫洪建信，是中美制药有限公司的副总经理，久闻先生大名。我在研究生学习时期所写的两篇论文中曾参考了您的研究成果，我为能在上海接待您和您的家人而深感愉快，我很高兴我们能在今后的半年里合作共事，我们将给您配备两名实验助手，必要时我们还想邀请您的一名同事一起参加我们的这项研究工作，您若愿意的话，我们想把你们先安排在地处市中心的假日酒店下榻，从假日酒店开车30分钟可到我们的实验室，旅馆住宿费由公司负担，如果你们不喜欢假日酒店也可以搬到公司的招待所去住，我们的招待所是一栋家庭式公寓小楼，不论您选择住在何处，我相信您和您的家人都会喜欢这里的生活，我们会尽力为你们服务，使你们在上海有一种舒适如归的感觉。您在生活或工作中若有不尽如人意之处，请立即与我联系，我很乐意为您排忧解难。今晚公司总经理李先生将设宴为您洗尘，请您携家人一起光临，我们晚上再见。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Hello, I'm Robert Brown from Stanford University.I'm very happy to meet you here in this land of wonder. I've been looking forward to visiting your great country, and I feel very honored and pleased that I'll be working with my Chinese colleagues in the head office of your automobile group. As you know, this is my very first visit to China, and I'm here to witness with my own eyes the magical powerof the once very remote Oriental Dragon. You can imagine how excited I was when I received your invitation to join you in your project. Back in my college days, a professor of Oriental Civilization introduced me to the wealth of Confucianism and Taoism, and by doing that, he planted in the depths of my mind the inexplicable China Dream.And I'm even more excited now that I've set foot on the beautiful land of China. I've had my China dream for years, and I'm here to realize this dream. Just think, this charming cosmopolitan city is going to be my home for the remaining days of the year. There's so much to learn about this mysterious country, from the ancient civilization to the current reform.I'm really looking forward to my Chinese life. I'll work closely with my Chinese colleagues on our research projects through which I believe I'll realize my China dream in the most rewarding direction.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
对不起，您一定是来自联盟传播服务局的大卫·理查德先生吧？我叫魏琴，是上海国际文化交流中心的代理主任，这是我的名片。自从我们收到您来访日期的电子邮件后，便一直期待着您的到来。根据您的要求，我们为您预定了我中心东楼的名誉客房。名誉从设计到装潢都体现了中国明朝的建筑风格，我相信您一定会喜欢这套古典式房间。理查德先生，我们的信息高速公路与传播服务学术讨论会将如期在我中心举行。我很高兴地告诉您，先生已被筹委会选为第一轮报告会的主要发言人。如果您需要复印一些发给与会者的报告材料，或打算使用投影机，请与我中心的设备服务部门联系。长途旅行之后，您应该好好休息一下。我告辞了，我们在今晚的招待宴席上再见。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Welcome to Edinburgh, the Chinese Provincial Tourist Service Delegation. My name is Jane Anderson. I'm from the Edinburgh Tourist Centre. I will be working as your guide throughout your 6-day visit. You'll be staying at the Hilton Hotel. The hotel is located in the downtown area, a few minutes' walk from the office of the Edinburgh Tourist Centre. Miss Nancy Turner, Director of the Edinburgh Tourist Administration, will host a reception buffet tomorrow. After the dinner, we will show a video entitled Touring Around Edinburgh, which I believe will give you a bird's eye view of the tourist attractions and the services provided in Edinburgh and its surrounding areas. Mr. George Palmer, Director of the Edinburgh Tourist Centre, will answer your questions following the video show. He will also be giving you a detailed account of your visiting schedule.
Unit 2. Ceremonial Speech. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
副总统阁下，威廉斯夫人，贵宾们，女士们，先生们，我未能在此设宴招待威廉斯副总统和夫人以及其他贵宾而深感荣幸和愉快。我愿借此机会向各位来宾表示热烈的欢迎。我此时的心情可以用孔子在《论语》中的一句话来表达，有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎。显而易见，威廉斯副总统的这次访问表明了阁下愿意继续推进我们两国之间友好合作关系的决心。我深信两国高层领导人之间的频繁互访不仅有助于我们两国之间关系的改善， 而且还有助于亚太地区乃至整个世界的和平与稳定。我们两国建交以来的这些年里，我们在政治、经济、贸易、文化、教育、科技、卫生等领域里进行了真诚的、卓有成效的合作。值得一提的是，自从我们两国总理互访以来，我们在近海石油勘探和汽车工业的合作进展神速。我们对在这些领域里所取得的成就深感满意，并愿意与贵国政府和人民一起继续努力，将我们的合作关系推向一个新的高度。当前，中国正在全国范围内进行着一次前所未有的经济改革。如果我们没有社会与政治稳定的国内环境，没有和平与发展的国际环境，没有中外经济与技术的合作，我们的这次重大改革是不可能奏效的。中国是世界上最大的发展中国家，社会生产力水平总的还比较低，还需要经过几十年的艰苦奋斗才能实现现代化。我们需要长期的和平国际环境，尤其是长期的睦邻友好环境。女士们、先生们，谋求持久的世界和平和全球经济繁荣是我们的共同愿望。正是本着维护世界和平、保证共同发展与持续繁荣的精神，我们制定了现行的外交政策和经贸政策，发展与各国平等互利的友好关系。我们很高兴地看到，贵国一贯奉行谋求世界和平的政策，在过去的十年中始终与我们保持着良好的贸易伙伴关系。我期待着与威廉斯副总统就双边关系的发展以及亚太地区和我们共同关心的其他一些国际问题举行会谈。在我结束讲话之际，我请各位与我一起举杯，为威廉斯副总统和夫人的身体健康，为所有贵宾们的身体健康，为我们两国之间持久的友谊与合作，为世界和平与繁荣，干杯。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Your Honor, Mr. Mayor, my Chinese friends, ladies and gentlemen, I feel honored to come here on my first visit to your beautiful city. On behalf of all the members of my mission, I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere thanks to our host for their earnest invitation and gracious hospitality we have received since we set foot on this charming land. I am also very happy that this visit has given me an excellent opportunity to convey to you and to the people of Shanghai warm greetings and sincere good wishes from the government and people of my country. Although we live with a distance of thousands of miles between us, long distance separates no bosom friends, as one of your Tang poets said. The whole world is watching with great interest the remarkable changes that are taking place in China, particularly in Shanghai. To our great amazement, this country boasts a two-decade persistent economic growth, which is unequaled elsewhere in the world. China's miraculous rise as one of the strongest economic powers in the Asian Pacific region has attracted and will continue to attract a growing number of business, manufacturing, and financial giants in our country to invest in China, particularly to invest in a number of long-term projects in Shanghai and its surrounding areas. Over the last decade, There has never been any place other than Pudong that holds so much attraction for our people in the business community. It is with this awareness that we have come here to seek better ways of promoting our economic and financial cooperation. One of the objectives of my mission is to sign our Investment Protection Agreement and Intellectual Property Rights Protection Agreement. I am also seeking possibilities of establishing, through partnership with our Chinese colleagues, a joint consultancy firm that will provide services for transnational corporations in Shanghai. Last but not least, I would like to extend in person our official invitation to the mayor of Shanghai. We would like his honor to visit our city at his earliest convenience, so as to give us an opportunity to return the warm reception and hospitality we enjoy here. I greatly cherish the close relationship between our two cities. I also greatly value the position we enjoy as one of your most important trading partners. In spite of the worldwide economic recession in recent years, there has been a steady growth in our economic cooperation and trade volume. It is our sincere wish that we continue to work closely together to enhance our friendly cooperation and to ensure a sustained growth in our economic, financial, and trade cooperation. On the occasion of this reception, I wish Mr. Major and all our Chinese friends present here tonight good health. Thank you.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
主席先生，女士们，先生们，我非常荣幸地宣布。 知识产权北京国际会议现在开幕。我代表中国政府和人民，并以我个人的名义，向所有与会代表和来宾表示热烈的欢迎。我祝贺这次会议在北京胜利召开。会议组委会的全体成员为这次会议的成功召开，付出了辛勤的劳动。 我谨向他们表示感谢。侵犯知识产权是当今世界面临的一个严重问题。仅以计算机软件行业为例，每年世界各地的疯狂盗版行为使这一行业蒙受了巨大的经济损失，进而迫使软件制作人和厂商提高软件的售价。 将部分损失转嫁给了诚实使用软件的顾客。保护知识产权成了世界各国日益关切的问题。参加本次会议的各国代表都希望能携手合作，共同打击侵权行为，遏制盗版恶流的蔓延。我深信这次会议将达成一项保护知识产权的协议。
Passage 2. English-Chinese interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
It is with great pleasure that I extend a warm welcome to the Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation. I am very happy that you are here to attend the opening ceremony of Canadian Industrial Exhibition. I would like to take this opportunity to convey to our Chinese guests the warm greetings from the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. This exhibition is a display of recent industrial achievements in Canada, as well as a showplace of our high-tech advances in such areas as aviation, machine tools, electronics, coal mining, power generation equipment, offshore oil exploration, automobiles covering all sections of Canadian industry. I am very proud that some of the exhibits are the products from some Canadian-Chinese joint ventures. Although these products are a mere fraction of all our exhibits, they mark the arrival of a new era of the economic and scientific and technological cooperation between our two great nations. Our cooperation is one of great promise. As you know, a good beginning is half the battle. In addition, we are staging business and trade discussions with major Canadian companies. The interested parties may schedule time for business or technical talks with them. The Chinese Provincial Trade Delegation is the largest visiting group to attend our exhibition, and I wish my Chinese friends a most rewarding visit.
Passage 3. Chinese-English Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
尊敬的主席阁下，各位代表，女士们，先生们，在这个美丽无比的金秋季节，我们在北京迎来了第四届世界妇女大会的召开。这是一次世界历史上规模空前的妇女大会，也是世界历史上最重要的国际会议之一。联合国185个成员国的代表，联合国组织和各区域性国际组织的代表，以及2000多个非政府组织的代表在此聚会。他们将做出承诺，要迅速采取行动，消除歧视妇女的现象，使妇女能够尽快与男子一起创造和分享21世纪的和平与繁荣。千百年来，妇女被剥夺了与男子平等相待的基本权利，无尊严可言，失去了决定国家和家庭事务的权利。多少年来，这个世界一直处于男性的统治之下，在许多国家和地区，妇女不幸沦为二等公民，她们往往成了歧视、暴力和羞辱的对象。这应该是一个文明进步的时代。今天，男女平等在国际社会中被普遍视为一种人权，并已写入联合国宪章。在过去的半个世纪里，世界各地有良知的男子和有勇气的女性一起付出了巨大的努力，在很大程度上成功的使占人口半数的妇女获得了享有与男子同等的权利。例如，妇女在全球大部分地区可以享有与男子同等的教育。事实上，妇女能够胜任任何一种职业，而且取得了辉煌的成就。与此同时，她们还肩负养儿育女的重任。但是，我们清楚地看到，许多男子和雇主至今仍然对妇女持鄙视的态度。我们寄希望于本届世妇会，这是因为它将采取更为有效的步骤来加速提高世界各地妇女地位的进程，使全世界男男女女在生活和工作中能以平等的伙伴关系相待。我们寄希望于本届世妇会，这是因为我们相信这次会议将促使各国之间，尤其是妇女姐妹们之间的相互理解和友好交流，使世界各国也能以伙伴关系平等相待。我们希望本届世妇会成为促进人类文明、和平与进步的光辉里程碑。为此，我们热烈欢呼第四届世界妇女大会的召开，并预祝大会圆满成功。
Unit 3. Tourism. Text for interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
在广袤无垠的中华大地上，有着无数绚丽多姿的自然景观。
五千年的灿烂文化把这如诗如画的江山打扮得分外妖娆。全国各地的名胜古迹都是游客向往的地方，如古城西安的兵马俑，首都北京的长城和故宫，南方桂林的山水。今天我向各位介绍号称我国五岳之首的泰山。这五岳为东岳的泰山，南岳的衡山，西岳的华山，北岳的衡山和中岳的嵩山。泰山地处我国山东省的中部，绵延200多公里，其巅峰位于泰安市北面，海拔1545米。泰山雄伟壮观，峻拔突兀，最高峰玉皇顶为峡谷和险峰所环绕。登临泰山需走9曲18盘的路程，沿途可饱览绚丽的风光，观赏不同风格的古代建筑。一阶石梯直通南天门，登上日观峰，举目远眺，只见山外有山，景外有景，无限风光，摄人心魄。泰山将自然景观与文化景观完美的融为一体，山上有无以计数的奇石、青瀑、古松、石桥、庙宇、亭阁、古塔、殿堂，名胜古迹数不胜数，尤其是历代文人雅士、书法家所留下的石刻碑文，令游客目不暇接，叹为观止。泰山的每个季节都有独特的魅力。春天，绿茵茵的山坡上，争奇斗艳的花朵到处可见。夏天，泰山的雷暴雨堪称奇观。秋天，枫树叶满山遍野，蔚蓝色的河水穿流而行。冬天，雪盖群峰松披霜，景观素雅悲壮，别有一番情趣。喜逢艳阳日，极目远眺，重峦叠嶂，尽收眼帘。但遇天阴时，环顾四周，苍茫大地，尽入云海。泰山的日出与日落闻名遐迩，壮观的自然风景以及不可计数的历史名胜，激发了古代文人书法家为之舞文弄墨，创作了无数经典佳作。泰山历来是画家和诗人钟情的聚集地。早在殷商时期，我们华夏祖先便已确立了东南西北中五个方位。太阳出生的东方代表了冬去春来，万物繁衍昌盛的景象。位于中国东部的泰山一直被视为吉祥之地，古代帝王择泰山登临，共以祭品祭祀天地，为国家的繁荣祥和而祈祷。据历史记载，西周前已有72位君主登临泰山祭祀。此后，中国历史上第一个皇帝秦始皇，以及汉、唐、宋、清等朝代的皇帝都亲自登临泰山祭祀。现代世界也认识到泰山的旅游价值和文化价值。早在1985年，联合国教科文组织世界遗产委员会 便将泰山列入联合国世界自然与文化双遗产名录之中。泰山热诚欢迎世界各地游客来此观光。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Australia warmly welcomes visitors from all over the world. Australia is a land of exceptional beauty. It is the world's smallest continent and largest island, and a relatively young nation established in an ancient land. A series of geological and historical accidents has made Australia one of the world's most attractive countries from the tourist's viewpoint. This country has a land area of 7,686,850 square kilometres, and its coastline is 36,735 kilometres. The vast movements of the Earth's crust created a vast land of Australia, isolated it and positioned it across the tropical and temperate climatic zones. This land has a small population, which left enormous areas unspoiled. Here you witness an astonishing variety of environments, from desert to rainforest, from tropical beach to white snowfield, from big sophisticated cities to vast uninhabited areas. The tourist will admire a wide array of unique and intriguing fauna and flora, a comfortable and sunny climate, and an interesting cosmopolitan and friendly people. Many of its world-renowned attractions are specific, such as the Great Barrier Reef, Eyre's Rock, Kakadu National Park, and Sydney Opera House. Others are general, such as its thousands of kilometres of superb beaches and large skiing resorts. Tourism is a major industry in Australia, representing about 6% of the gross national product and providing, directly or indirectly, around 440,000 jobs. More than 2 million tourists visit Australia each year, spending about $4,000 million. It is worth mentioning that the number of tourists from China is on the rise in recent years. To promote the development of its tourist industry, Australia has tourist offices in many cities around the world, including Auckland, Chicago, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, London, Los Angeles, New York, Singapore, Tokyo, and Toronto. Official tourist offices are in all Australian capitals and some regional centres, providing a range of services for visitors. Many smaller towns have their own offices. A wide range of hotel, motel, and apartment accommodation is available in most cities, major resorts, and many rural areas. There are also camping parks, many with on-site caravans or cabins. Hotel and motel rooms usually have telephones, private bathrooms, televisions, refrigerators, as well as facilities to make tea and coffee. The main difference between hotels and motels in Australia is that hotels must provide a public bar to serve liquor. Private hotels and guest houses do not have permits to serve liquor. Many country farms offer holidays, which include participation in farm activities. Tourist offices provide details and can arrange bookings. There are a variety of restaurants to suit all tastes and pockets, from top-class restaurants with international cuisine to small coffee shops serving snacks. All cities have a wide range of ethnic restaurants. Virtually all restaurants have liquor licenses. No service charges are added to accounts by hotels or restaurants. Tipping is neither encouraged nor routine.
although visitors may reward special services if they wish, in which case 10% of the bill is adequate. At any time, tipping is optional. Taxi drivers and porters have set charges and do not expect to be tipped. Before leaving Australia, every visitor over 12 years old must pay a $20 departure tax. You can buy departure tax stamps at airports and post offices with Australian currency or buy American Express, Visa, or MasterCard.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
北京观光客自然都会游览故宫和长城，这是因为故宫和长城是举世闻名的旅游景点。而今天，我却想向各位推荐北京第三大旅游场所——北京世界公园。北京世界公园于1990年代初在北京兴建，是北京的新景点之一。这里，游客那种一日游尽天下景的梦想便可成真。北京世界公园的规模雄居亚洲同类公园之冠，所收微缩复制品的数量也堪称亚洲之最。世界七大奇观以及50个国家的约100处历史名胜和自然景观均以微缩模型展出。占地面积46.7公顷的世界公园分为17处风景区，收集了亚洲、非洲、欧洲、南北美洲以及大洋洲的主要名胜景点。游客可以在这里观赏法国的凯旋门和埃菲尔铁塔，英国伦敦的塔桥，印度的泰姬陵，意大利的比萨斜塔，美国的大峡谷和自由女神像，澳大利亚的悉尼歌剧院，中国的长城等景物复制品。这些旅游景观制作精巧，工艺精湛，其中大多为原作的精确复制品，用料均为白玉、大理石、上乘花岗岩或其他优质石料。例如莫斯科的红场是以500万块比麻将牌还小的红砖铺就而成，而埃及的金字塔则以20万块大理石砌成。美国的科罗拉多河和大峡谷的微缩景观高达32米，一条巨型瀑布从16米的高处飞流直冲谷底。公园的东北角有一条300米长的国际街，这条具有欧美建筑风格的国际街集餐饮、购物和娱乐于一体。游客可以在这里领略各国情调，品尝他乡风味，购买纪念礼品，参加各种娱乐活动。北京世界公园自开放以来，已吸引了许多海内外游客前来观赏美景。如果您在北京逗留的时间仅够您游览3个景点的话，那么您一定得把故宫、长城和世界公园作为您的最佳选择。
Passage 2 English-Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
I'd like to make some special remarks on our tour programs. First of all, the quotation for each tour includes all expenses in the destination country. This includes the cost of accommodation, meals, transportation, sightseeing, guides, airport departure tax, and a round-trip international airfare. The quotation is calculated on a per-person basis for a group of 10 or more adults. The quotation for a smaller group will have to be determined by this travel agency. Next, each person taking our tour has to pay for his or her personal expenses, which may involve, for example, laundry, drinks, mini bars in their hotel rooms, long-distance phone calls. And finally, it is our principle to carry out a tour strictly according to the set itinerary, but we reserve the right to make any changes due to some unforeseeable circumstances. We will give you notice of these changes as they occur, together with reasons.
Passage 3. Chinese-English Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
我们这次旅游的目的地是举世闻名的大熊猫故乡，列入世界遗产的九寨沟自然保护区。九寨沟位于我国四川省阿坝藏族自治州境内， 是一片纵深达35公里的自然风景区。风景区内那终年积雪的山峰，苍翠繁茂的森林，宁静悠远的湖泊，各种各样的珍禽奇兽，这些都构成了九寨沟风景区的独特风貌。进入九寨沟，如同进入世外桃源一般，人间烦恼 都会置于脑后。九寨沟是水的天地，九寨沟的水是人间最清澈的水，水构成了九寨沟最富魅力的景色，是九寨沟的灵魂。无论是宁静的湖泊，还是飞泻的瀑布，都是那么的神奇迷人，令游人流连忘返。 当地人把九寨沟的湖泊叫做海子。九寨沟有108个海子，虽大小不一，形状各异，却都清澈见底。这些湖泊有的隐匿在峡谷中，有的镶嵌在原始森林中。晴天时，湖底的水藻和沉淀物在阳光的照射下 发射出一圈圈色彩斑斓的光环，所以又被人们叫做五花海。据当地一个动人的传说，很久以前，九寨沟的东山上住着一位美丽善良的女神，九寨沟的西山上住着一位勤劳勇敢的男神。两人相处久了，便产生了爱情。 一天，男神为了表达自己的爱慕之情，特意送了一面又大又亮的神镜给女神。女神在接过神镜时，由于心情过于激动，镜子竟然从她颤抖的手中滑落，掉到山下，碎成了108块。 从此给九寨沟留下了108个形态各异、晶晶闪亮的湖泊。
Unit 4. Business Negotiation. Text for Interpretation.
Passage 1. Chinese English Alternating Interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage alternatively into English and Chinese.
欢迎光临上海进出口商品交易会。我叫陈明，我是上海机械公司的销售部经理。Hi,
Mr. Chen. My name is Sean Hudson. I'm from Seattle, USA. I'm in charge of the supply department of the Pacific Trading Company, Limited.
很高兴见到您，哈德逊先生。请坐。我想向您介绍一下我公司及产品。
Thank you. I have read your brochure and am very impressed by your scope of business, especially the variety of machine tools you manufacture. I believe my customers will like your new products.
您对我们产品感兴趣，我很高兴。不过我们的宣传小册子仅仅介绍了我公司生产的一小部分机床。您可以进来看看我们的展品。
Sure. Your exhibits are very attractive, though the workmanship is not so desirable. If you don't mind, I'd like to make an inquiry. Here's the list of our interested machine tools. I'd like to hear your lowest quotations, CIF Seattle.
谢谢您的询价。您单子上所列的机床我们都有。这是我方的美国太平洋沿岸城市到岸价的价目单。我们还可以根据您所想要的数量调整价格。
Well, Mr. Chen, your prices are not very competitive. My demand is bulk, but of course I'll have to reduce the quantity of my intended purchase substantially with your offer.
哈德逊先生，我刚才说过，我方的价格可以根据贵方的购买量进行调整。如果使您不安的只是我方的报价，那么您可以到其他展台去看一看，然后我们还可以再坐下来讨论我方的报价。
I sure will. Nice meeting you. Anyway, I'll call home about your quotations and come back tomorrow with our decision.
好的，再见。
Bye.Passage 2. English-Chinese Alternating Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage alternatively into Chinese and English.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
我对贵方经营的新品种颇感兴趣。我可以看一下贵方汽车零部件的CIF 价目表吗？
Certainly. Lately we expanded our scope of business to better serve our Far East Asian customers, Chinese customers in particular. China is such an enormous market that nobody can afford to neglect. My company is willing to establish business relations with all interested Chinese parties.
您这样说我很高兴。我们打算长期从贵公司进口一些汽车零部件，当然这得看贵方的价格是否比他人优惠。坦率地讲，贵方单子上的价格毫无竞争力。我希望知道贵方的最新报价。
We have just updated our prices. But of course, I don't mean our offer is final. As usual, we'd like to quote our new customers...the most reasonable price to start our business relationship for the future, even at the cost of a substantial loss on our part.
但是从我对汽车零部件市场所掌握的信息来看，贵方的报盘没有吸引力。此外，我还需要时间来树立对贵方产品质量的信心。如果您不愿给我方一些合理折扣，我还是打算等一下，先到别处去看看再说。
We guarantee the quality of our supplies, and we have free samples for your inspection. As for the discount, we can reduce the listed prices by 5%. This is our floor offer, and you'll have to excuse me, we're not prepared for any counter offer.
我很欣赏您的直率。虽然贵方的底价与我方所希望得到的价格仍有距离，我还是愿意签合同。我与您有同感，我现在这样做是着眼于我们将来业务关系的发展。
That's wonderful. Let's leave the technical details of the contract to our assistants. I'd like to invite you to a drink and celebrate the success of our first business transaction.
不胜感激。我相信我们这次合作仅仅是个开端，今后合作的机会将会更多。
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English alternating interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage alternatively into English and Chinese.
感谢您的询价，这是我方在原价的基础上削减了 3.5% 以后的报价单。您一定会感到我们的报价在今天这个需求量上升的市场上最具有竞争力。
I agree your offer after this reduction is attractive, but excuse my frankness. In any case, it is by no means the most competitive one, to the best of my knowledge. I did a lot of research lately, and I'm sure you'll agree with me that a growing number of suppliers in other Southeast Asian countries have joined this market. I foresee a substantial drop in price next year.
对您所说的大幅度降价，我不敢认同。您知道，我们的产品是享誉全球的名牌产品，而且我们绝对保证质量。虽然我们的周边国家和地区或许会以较低的价格吸引顾客，但是我们保证质量的做法，加上这次大幅度的价格下调，一定会在市场上取胜。实话对您说，我们的老客户，我相信也包括您在内，没有谁转到其他厂商那儿去。相反，我们还接到许多新客户的订单，我们的报盘是合情合理的。
You're a real business negotiator, but if you hang on to the listed quotations, it's impossible for us to come to terms.I don't think your offer is in line with the current market. I do hope you'll consider our counteroffer. After all, we've had a business relationship for almost 10 years.
好吧，为了庆祝我们十年来在生意上的合作，也为了继续推进我们的商务关系，我乐意给您追加1.5%的特别折扣。这已远远低于我方的最低价，所以我再也不能接受还价了。我希望您理解我的处境，我可不想丢了自己的饭碗啊。
I really appreciate your concession, and I'd like to sign our papers today.
我很高兴我们能够圆满成交，剩下的事可简单的多了。我们可以在下午解决合同文本方面的事。
Sure.
走向世界，爱未来，爱未来。